cracks his eggcorns. Squirrel, listen up, pay attention. I'm trying to teach you something. Someday this mountainside will be yours and you'll want to be well-versed in its upkeep. Good man, good man. After plague comes religion. Now that I understand. After suffering, we want answers. Simple as that. Mother said that for answers, I must go to His Holiness, Frederick the Wise. But for truth, well, truth is something different. Mother said an answer is the hand that scratches an itch, but the truth is an itch that can never be scratched. Now that's something to think about. Wren, Finch, again with the fighting! God, stop your infernal racket, I'm trying to think! Do as the Ram King commands and love thy enemies. Easier said than done, I know. Now let's see about this fire. Perfect. And the goat's milk? It's not quite hot enough. It must be so hot that it rises up from the pail, spills over into the fire. Fire purifies all. That was the Ram King's golden rule. Fire purifies all. Are you listening, Squirrel? Squirrel, do pay attention. There we go. Now, my little pet, it's your turn. I know this is the part you like the least, but look. Look how I've polished the stick. It's as soft and as smooth as the lips of a kitten. And have I ever hurt you? It feels awful when your soup comes up. Believe me, I've felt it. You can't breathe. It feels like it'll never stop, but it does stop. And our lives depend on it. If I could trade places with you, I would, but I've tried, and the soup from my gut has no effect on the milk. The soup from Mother Goat's gut has no effect. For reasons which I do not fully understand, it has to be your soup that turns the milk into a cheese so heavenly that the village housemaids swoon. So come now. Gentle. Oh, that's it. Right into the milk. Good boy. Now, was that so awful? More wood for the fire. And now, we wait. Who's there? Show yourself!
Don't hurt me.
Who are you?
I'm Gunn, son of Frederick the Wise.
Well, Gunn, son of Frederick the Wise, what do you think you're doing snooping around my mountain, huh?
I wasn't aware that it was your mountain.
Well, it is.
Says who?
Says me! Lassa, son of the Ren King.
The who?
As if you've never heard of him. The pluck.
Verily I've not.
Verily? Verily? Well, so you come from the educated class. I should have known by your fine boots, and yet you have never heard of the Ram King.
Verily I've not.
10 feet tall, with the head of a ram and body of a man?
The beast you describe sounds vaguely familiar.
Skin covered in blue flames that burn eternal but do not consume his flesh. Ring any bells?
It does. But I know him by another name.
What name is that?
Oh, I dare not speak it.
Superstitious, eh? Well, so much for your fine education.
You know, you ought not to speak like that.
And why not?
Because I'm a gentleman and you're nothing but an orphan peasant.
Well, my little gentleman, I say it's high time someone taught you some manners.
Stay back! Don't you touch me!
Verily, I sit on you and your class.
So it's true.
What's true?
The things that they say about you in the village.
Oh, I have long suspected I might be the topic of such nightly dinner chatter. And what exactly do they say?
That you're not right in the head. That you're odd. A goat herd and a cheesemaker with high ideas of himself.
Is that all?
No.